And with us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studios, Sheldon Tucker, cast member of the musical Bring It On. The production opened last night at Walton Arts Center, continues there through the weekend. Sheldon, welcome.
Thank you very much.
This is hardly the first time area audiences have had a chance to see you on stage. You were in Oklahoma at Rogers Little Theater. Jekyll and Hyde the musical?
That is correct.
Footloose?
That is correct.
So this is a bug that's been with you for a while.
Yeah, it was a bug that disappeared for a little while in high school and college and then just randomly came back up, and it's brought me back to Northwest Arkansas, so I'm very excited about it.
So what happened in high school and college?
I just kind of got busy with actually going to school in high school, and I was cheering, and then I cheered in college as well, and so just didn't do any theater, and then all of a sudden cheerleading and theater combined with Bring It On the musical, and here I am.
Yeah, so, I mean, what are the odds? I mean, two of you, oh, that's fine. We're taping. I didn't even hear it. So what are the odds that two of these vocations, two of these loves for you come together, and not just come together, but come together at a point where you can be involved?
I can't even imagine them. whenever I was in college and cheering, we started kind of hearing like chatter of them doing a musical from Bring It On, and all of us were just like, oh gosh, that has to be horrible. and then the director started talking to me and choreographer, and I was like, okay, maybe I'll look at it. And then I was like, okay, this is actually kind of legit. And all my friends were like, if you don't go to New York and do this, you're missing out something that's perfect for you. And then they announced the tour, and Walton Arts Center was on the list. And I think my jaw hit about 10 feet below the floor, and I was just shocked.
Now, I want to, if we drew a map of the trajectory of your career so far, of your life, it's Bentonville. Then I go far west to Hawaii Pacific, where you cheered for the Sea Warriors.
Yes.
And then to New York. That's a lot of mileage. Why Hawaii Pacific?
I was choosing between there and Oklahoma State. Hawaii has one of the top cheer programs in the nation, and I was lucky enough to get accepted on the team, and they have a pretty good scholarship program, and then also it's Hawaii. And they had my major, so I was like, okay, everything lines up.
January Stillwater, January Hawaii.
Right, there you go.
It was a hard decision.
I'm familiar with the movie, and in the movie, one of the main characters joins the cheer team because there isn't a gymnastics program at the school. Were you involved in gymnastics as a kid and then just did cheerleading?
Yes. I did gymnastics here in Fayetteville at the Williams Center, just right down the street. And I did gymnastics from about 4 to 12, 13 growing up. And then stopped whenever I did some theater for a couple years and then went into cheering in high school. So I've hopped around a little bit.
And you've also been singing. You've had training. You were in musicals with Rogers Little Theater. So did the singing, if not on stage, did the singing for you continue?
It was pretty much just in the car or the shower. And then whenever I got this job, it was just kind of a crash course of how to start really doing some intense singing really quickly. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It definitely helped me being in choir. I did choir at Bentonville High School. And so I got to kind of bring all that stuff back whenever I started doing the musical.
Is it different physically for you if you're cheering on a football field, a basketball court, or on a stage?
Yes. lots of people compare the show to doing like a Nationals routine, which is very similar in the aspect of everyone's watching you and you have like your certain amount of time and this is what you have to do and you have to consistently do it and hit it. But then in theater, you have the aspect of, oh, you're singing while you're tumbling across the stage and you're singing while you're holding someone up. And then you have to do it for 2.5 hours opposed to, you know, 2.5 minutes. And then lighting is the fun one that we've encountered. Whenever you're tumbling, usually you just have normal fluorescent overhead lighting. But in our show, and if you get the chance to see our show, it's beautifully lit, but it's got a lot of lighting. And so whenever we started teching it, we found that, oh, well, we'd be tumbling, and then there's a light, and all of a sudden you can't see. And so it's added a whole bunch of new elements of excitement to doing it on stage.
That's a good word for it, excitement. What kind of training do you have to do then? I mean, because singing on its own seems difficult. Tumbling seems difficult. So then tumbling and singing at the same time, I mean, how do you even prepare for that?
Prepping, all of us did a lot of cardio, a lot of running and singing through the show during rehearsals on the treadmill and That was how I practiced my music outside of rehearsals, is I'd go to the gym and just, like, start running on the treadmill and then start singing to build up the cardio.
Wow.
Did that ever surprise someone who was on the treadmill next to you?
I did it in the privacy of my own home.
There you go.
Are you ever upside down and singing?
Yes.
Kyle has this pained look on his face.
How in the... Because here's... I would think that if you're upside down, your brain has to be thinking, I'm upside down, I have to land on my feet. But then you're still singing.
It's, multitasking.
Yeah. It seems like a young person's role.
Yes, we have a fairly young cast. One of my good friends in the show, she has self-titled herself Grandma. She's the oldest girl in the cast by a couple years, and she's still mid-20s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So what is it like not just to be part of this touring show that has, by all accounts, a bright future ahead of it, a big future, but to come back home and do this?
It's so exciting. I didn't really think I knew how excited I'd get until like Sunday, whenever I started packing to come here. We were in Houston before this. And I started getting all excited. And I was like, I haven't been so excited to be in Bentonville for a long time, because usually I'm just coming to visit my family. And not that I don't get excited to see them.
No, but, all understood, yes.
No, I'm really excited. I'm getting to see a whole bunch of good old friends. And just being in the area is such a good thing to come back. And I love it. And our cast is loving the area so far.
Do you get to stay with your family while you're in town?
Yes.
Well, that's nice.
I am staying with my family, so it's nice to be out of a hotel for a little while.
That's real nice. The production continues tonight, mm-hmm. and will run through Sunday.
That is correct.
All right. And where can people find out more about you?
More about me?
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter.
Yes.
You can tweet me at TumblingTucker, and then also SheldonTucker.net.
While you're upside down singing, you're not also sending out a tweet, right? That would be too much.
Not usually.
Okay.
I don't take my phone with me on
stage. Okay. Very good. Sheldon, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.